next two cases. And the first one is 12,036.
Case number 12,036, CMH Homes, doing business as Oakwood Homes, is seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home under Section 115-23C and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Hoot Owl Lane, approximately 500 feet east of Irons Lane, Road 348. The 911 address is 34979 Hoot Owl Lane, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR2, Agricultural Residential. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 191.
Okay, gentlemen, these both are, well, this one is the special use exception to place a manufacturing home. Okay. I'm opening it up for discussion.
And I do want to make note of this. This is one that, because it's under Section 115-23, it also references that it must meet the standards for Section 115-20A, and there's a couple technical things within there. One of those, I think, was whether or not there's any restrictive covenants that prevent it too. So there's some kind of technical findings in there that, depending on how you wish to vote, probably ought to touch on those too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was something that I'm just gonna ask you about
sure.
earlier.
I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying I wasn't quite ready, because some of those I wanted to look at or make sure of. But I'll just see how the rest of the board feels when we open it up. First, you have me.
I was absent.
Oh, that's right, you're absent on these two. Again, sorry I bothered you.
I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, well, we'll go down here then. We'll start with you then, Mr. Mears.
Well, I feel that the homeowners have stated a legitimate complaint that this mobile home will impact the value of their property. And you require 3/4 acre for a mobile home. And even though a permit may have been issued, there's some accountability for knowing the code. I take the position of this mobile home will deplete the value of the existing properties.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Bartman?
A permit was issued.
Correct.
I think you said that he put money out of his pocket itself to, all dirt or grade it and whatever he did. And he was going on an assumption the permit was good. Mm-hmm. Everything was good. So, and I can see his part. I mean, he's not a developer. I mean, he was going on what the permit said and what he did. I mean, I'm sort of in favor of it. I don't see anything that he did. He was doing his job after the permit, and he was doing what he thought he was doing right. And what Mid County messed up, approved it right off the bat.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Well, I think Mr. Workman hit on something there, that the fact that you know, the county's put us in a very difficult situation because, like he says, they've approved it, yet their strong argument that, especially with what Mr. Sharp has referenced, considering the restrictions, and more specifically, in Mr. Burrell's letter, where he, he notes that they'll argue that document signed by the original developer and reportedly waives that restriction, but the restriction grants to each and every property owner the right to enforce them. And that's, that puts us between a rock and a hard place.
agree with you 100%.
In this decision.
It does.
We heard testimony that the original developer's letter of approval didn't mean anything because he no longer governed the community.
The restrictive covenants do have a provision in there that I believe is Mr. Hitch, if I recall, was the gentleman's name, that there was a provision that they had to go to him. Even it's frankly, it's 40 some odd years old, the restrictions, and I don't think it was entirely as clear as you would see with modern restrictive covenants as to the sustainability of that and what you do going forward. So it does appear to have been some requirement to catch up, you know, to get up with him. As far as with the HOA itself, you know, I'm not in a position to kind of opine on that, but there definitely was a reference to Mr. Hitch and the restrictive covenants.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mm-hmm. And it, just as, you know, one point, I think the restrictive covenants, as far as what they play here for the board, because I know there was a lot of talk about it, and certainly important to the folks in that community. Really, the only issue before us, as far as what those are, is are those restrictive covenants, do they prohibit what the applicant was proposing here? The reference there, I believe, is in paragraph 7, and I think it just says no trailers. Mr. Burrell's letter makes reference to the fact that in the 70s, that was what was, you know, how these things
were
referred to.
Definition of a mobile home.
Yeah. Trailers can also, as we all know, you know, they could also be considered something you haul a boat with, or, you know, haul a wagon or what have you. So there's some interpretive things there too. And I think that it's important, you know, how you all look at that as well. Of course, our code has its definition of what a manufactured home is. I'm not entirely sure that those restrictive covenants jive with what our code is, but we've had updates to the code too. Those restrictive covenants have not. So that's a question, you know, from an interpretive standpoint for you all, because either way that this goes, that's really the only thing with the restrictive covenants that I think we have an issue here today. I don't know if that raises any other questions for me or discussion points.
Despite the terminology of a trailer versus a mobile home, you still hear mobile home parks referred as trailer parks. I really don't think there's that big of a decision to be made on whether or not it's a mobile home or it's a trailer.
Well, I guess here's one way of looking at it. If the board was looking to approve, then one of the threshold issues is whether that is a prohibited or not.
Right.
If the board was looking at a denial, then really the threshold question is, does that use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties? Because if that's the case, then that question is irrelevant to begin with, because that's the true standard.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure it's out there that there is some level of that needs to be considered. You know, it's a very narrow part of those restrictions that refer to it, though.
Right. And I've got to agree with Mr. Miller. He brought up one good point in his, what he was talking about. You know, we are been between a rock and a hard spot with Gilley County and everyone involved. Because, you know, did they get it and who didn't get it? But it
it's
bad. I mean, it.
But yeah. Human error is going to hurt one side or the other.
Phew. It's got to be one of the hardest ones that I've had in my time to really.
Well, the thought that I have for you all is the fact that it's up is, I don't know that it's entirely relevant, because other than the fact that you have something there, you know, normally we get special use exceptions.
Right.
And they're proposed.
Right.
You know, sometimes we get them where it's been after the fact, so a neighbor might have an opportunity to say, well, this has affected me, here's how it has affected me.
Sure.
Whereas when it's proposed, you're kind of dealing with a what if, and it can be a little muddier in that regard. So the fact that it's there, it really just goes to, will this substantially affect adversity? That's the real threshold issue.
Right.
If you don't think it will, then we need to make sure these technical things are covered as well. But if you don't think that the applicant has met that, then whether it's there or not there
is relevant.
It's relevant. right?
Yeah. Yeah, the code presumes that a property owner knows the zoning code that is applicable to his or her property.
Right.
So that there is that, you know, that there. And, you know, even though they may have gotten bad information, they're still deemed to know that. Mm-hmm. So the issue is whether or not that you think that home substantially affects adversely. If it does, you know, what evidence do we have to demonstrate that? If not, you know, then the reasons for it need to be stated.
Okay.
So.
Well, after saying that, Jamie, too, they didn't bring anything to us to the table by a realtor or anything that it's going to affect their homes or anything.
Well, we do have some written evidence.
By a realtor?
I can't remember. I haven't looked at it.
I asked and it didn't.
There was the letter submitted by Mr. Burrell that had some exhibits, and there was some letters. I think there was a letter in there from a realtor.
From a realtor. Okay.
But other than that, I'm not sure that there was anything else in the record. Mm-hmm. And you may not find that substantial evidence. I don't know.
And Jamie, another question, I guess, you know, like the rock and horse lot. But when the county give the permit, I mean, I can't tell you how many people would know all that. I mean, I learned a lot since I got on this board that I did not know. I'm not afraid to say it either. I've done stuff and did stuff before that I did not know anything about. You know, it's hard to know all this.
I agree with you.
When you get that permit, you think you're rolling.
Yeah, but when you sign that permit application, you're signing a document that says you're aware of the codes.
And Bruce, I understand that too, but when you're up there doing that, you're scanning down it. A lot of people just don't take that under consideration. You're a builder. You understand it. I'm not a builder. I don't understand.
Maybe a lot of people who haven't placed mobile homes in the past don't understand that.
Yeah. We're in a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah. Certainly unfortunate all the way around.
Yeah.
Want more time to consider it?
I do, but I'm not going to vote on it.
Motion to table.
So what? Our next regular meeting? Okay.
Yep.
That was second that motion.
Second.
Okay, got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 12,036 until our next regular meeting, which will be November the 6th. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, 12. Case number 12,036 will be tabled until our next meeting. Okay. Next case.